My name is Catherine Daniels, and I am filled with gratitude that we're spending this time together. A couple of weeks ago, I made my debut on this radio station to introduce myself to you and to the world and how Retreat to Peace got started. Today, I thought I would take a little bit of a deeper dive to help you understand exactly what is unfolding. You see, Retreat to Peace was established as the unfolding of the global pandemic of COVID-19 virus had started to circulate countries around the globe, sweeping hundreds of thousands of lives into death. People were confined to their homes to prevent further spread, and life as they knew it had vanished. Despite the social distancing which was enforced to protect us, many lives were still lost, and vital financial resources were depleted. People became afraid of going near others due to the contagion, and this impacted their ability to be with their family and friends. In the months ahead, media outlets reported and focused on the mayhem of the global crisis. The psychological impact of grieving the loss of life, not being able to connect with family and friends, and what was once described as normal, instilled a multitude of reactions. Denial, anger, depression, betrayal, and such. Suicides started to climb around the world. And so did the anger that people were feeling that fueled political fires. As this unfolding occurred, I had this calling to create a safe, healing space for all people around the world to come to, inspiring hope, providing tools to navigate challenging waters while also healing trauma of what the world is experiencing. This healing space is generated from people around the world, just like you, who have relatable life experiences and words of wisdom to share, reminding people everywhere that they're never alone. How many times have you seen a cardinal, a butterfly, a feather on the ground? And how many times has this reassured you that you've been visited by someone that has passed, but you weren't quite sure who or what the message would be? Well, in each of my interviews with my guest, I ask the question, if I were to pick up your earth angel feather off the ground, what would your message to the world be? The results of this question are completely moving and astounding and life-changing. This space, Retreat to Peace, was literally formed from a calling. You see, last September, I literally was told at 3:30 in the morning that I would be running Retreat to Peace. At the time, I had no idea of what that was. As the months unfolded, things started to become crystal clear exactly what it was. This was a space to create a bridge around the globe, a healing space that would create healing in a time where the world needs it the most. I wanted this to be a safe space that allowed everyone to quote-unquote retreat to peace, a place where together we can face our own internal darkness and focus on self-care. Self-care is vitally important for addressing mental health, and it's necessary for a brighter tomorrow, because as people heal, the world also heals. You see, my story, as I shared with you a couple of weeks ago, is that I literally was guided by this higher power. Now, some people will say, what does that mean? Everyone's definition of a higher power looks different. And When I say higher power, I respectfully have allowed each individual that I interview to authentically come to the space, providing whatever it is that their journey has given them, and show up in that space. Not everyone will completely agree with what they share, but again, that is their authentic space. And I wanted it to be a safe space without the labels, a safe space that would be reassured that this is something that people can take away using tools that can help them heal. So as these signs started to present themselves, as I was reassured by the unveiling of the signs along the way of what this safe space would look like, I have been consistently guided by my guardian angel. You see, at 3 years old, my mother locked me into a closet with a closet shelf falling on top of my head. It was the beginning of a journey of abuse, abandonment, and neglect. My parents' divorce brought me to an unconventional upbringing, living with my grandparents, living in a, quote, borrowed life, to be seen and not heard. Literally, this was something that I was very aware of because my day consisted of having breakfast in the morning, going outside to play until the sun was high noon, coming in for lunch, going back outside to play until I heard the cowbell ring for dinner, and then being sent to bed. My unconventional upbringing also provided very few toys, very few clothes, and modern day exposures. I wasn't allowed to watch TV. My safe space was playing in the forest, where I naturally healed and learned to trust my inner guidance. It's interesting because throughout my life, people would always ask me the question, how could I be so centered? How could I have this peace about me? And this is something that most adults have lost the ability to do, as they've been congested with a download of information that is on the outside of their inner self. As an adult, I've inspired many individuals to see their true selves by tapping into their inner spiritual roadmaps that all humans have innately. And I work with them to go back into that safe space and learn how to heal exactly what they've been running from. So as I talk to you about this journey, this roadmap, the interesting thing is that everybody has this. Everybody has the unique ability to tap into that. What I know is that at the time of this recording that you're listening to, you're in a safe place of the skills that you have and what you know is what is your resourceful toolbox. The skills that you have in that toolbox, you may be depleting because you're not sure what to do when you're living in an uncomfortable time. Retreat to Peace is offering a safe space to provide more tools for that toolbox. Everyone needs to have gentleness with themselves. Everything happens for a reason and a purpose. Tony Robbins says, quote, "Everything happens for a reason and a purpose, and it serves you." Many people would get very upset by that quote because they can't understand how someone like me, who has an unconventional childhood filled with abandonment, abuse, and neglect, how could that serve me? Well, let me share with you how it can serve me. You see, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as a gift, an experience that has been gifted to me. Because had I not had that experience, I would not have the ability to trust my inner self. I would not have the ability to live in a space of gratitude and grace and forgiveness, which is something that I find a lot of people have a difficult time with. My view is that life happens for you. It's up to you to take your free will and to use it to benefit you. You see, we're often uncomfortable when we're growing. We're often in a space where change and that growth forces us to get uncomfortable. And I like to think of that discomfort to an analogy of being a flower. When that little stem starts to poke through the earth and starts to unfold, it takes a lot of effort and time. As the leaves grow, again, it takes effort and time. And of course, it needs the right sunlight, it needs watering, it needs love. But it also, as it blooms and the bud starts to appear and the petals start to open up and it becomes its full self in its full beauty, all of that took work. All of that took strength, courageousness, and grace. So, what are your words to yourself? Are you doing something that is allowing yourself to grow? Because every opportunity is an opportunity for growth. Are you growing from this opportunity, or are you resisting it? If you're resisting it, it's going to feel very, very uncomfortable. If you're growing in it, you will be growing in a space that you are allowing the change and you are being present in this moment. A lot of people don't understand that when we go through uncertainty, when we go through this discomfort, this also could be part of trauma and could be literally held on a cellular level within our bodies. Scientists have proven over and over that when we have trauma in our life, our body will hold on to that information, which is why we can remember detail by detail of things happening to us that were not pleasant, and you can relive those things. So because that is the case, this is part why Retreat to Peace was also formed, because it was important to get in front of the entire world and offer a safe space where people can learn to have tools that they may not have known that they could use, that they could implement today to help them change the way that they're living their day-to-day life. So as you take this opportunity to grow, ask yourself the question, what are the words that you're using? Are you living in a space of negativity, or are you living in a space of positivity? Are you resisting change, or are you embracing change? Are you living in grace? Because when you live in grace, you find the opportunity of how you were led through to this moment. When you're living in wisdom, you're living with new tools. You're gaining information. You're learning information. You're growing. So be in your strongest self and do what you need to do to take personal responsibility to take care of yourself. And with that, teach other people as well. One of the best things that you can do right now is to make sure that you're taking the time that you need to take care of yourself, especially if you're giving a lot away. If you're giving a lot of yourself away, it is important to turn inward and take some time to take care of you, whatever that means. Make sure you're getting that sunshine and fresh air on a daily basis. If you've been around a lot of negativity, make sure that you're detoxing, drinking a lot of water, taking an Epsom salt bath, whatever it is that you need to do. Music therapy, sound therapy. There's so many things that you can do to help yourself heal. But I want to take it another step forward. Today, I have a guest speaker that is going to be talking about his story. And the question I want to ask you is, as a child, did you feel like you were wanted? I think a lot of people would say that they may not have felt like they were wanted. I know for myself, you already know the answer to that question. And the answer to that question would be no. And it's interesting because at 5 years old, I had this beautiful experience of my guardian angel presenting herself to me. I've been asked about this experience throughout my life, and I'm not afraid to share with you how special it was. At 5 years old, I was literally witnessing a play yard full of children playing ball and skipping rope and just jumping and laughing and filled with joy. And the interesting thing about that experience is that when I was witnessing this, I knew instinctively that something was not right in my own world because I didn't have that kind of joy in my own space. I did, but it was in a different way. But I didn't even know that other children, quote unquote, little people, existed. And when I was looking at the schoolyard, I saw this beautiful woman in white. She emitted so much love and energy. She emitted so much grace and beauty and just this presence about her that was so untouchable and so beautiful. I didn't necessarily see her face, but when I looked back at this presence, she was holding a little girl's hand, and the little girl was me. My life changed in a moment, that moment. You see, she had stayed with me throughout my life, and she has presented herself over and over throughout my life during difficult times. My guardian angel showed herself to me at 5 years old to remind me that you are never, ever alone. For people that are very intuitive, people who have this sense about them that they are able to see, they have shared with me over and over that I am surrounded by angels. And I know this because they show up in different forms and in different ways. They show up in your life too. Remember the feather? Remember the butterfly? The bluebird? The cardinal? Whatever it is that you're identifying, they're in your life too. My ability to connect with my guardian angel has been so impactful because it's really allowed me to have this sense of strength, of fully knowing that there is this higher power. And we all know that there is this higher power on some level. But do you trust it? I've heard a lot of people say to me that they're not sure if there is a higher power. And they ask me, how do you know? I know because we all are made from love. We all are part of that energy. My guardian angel, as I said, has shown up at different points in time. She's shown me that we're never, ever alone. And retreat to peace is part of that, that we're never alone. So when I asked the question, were you wanted? Emphatically, the answer is yes. You were wanted. Maybe it's redefining how you were wanted. You see, the world needs you. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a reason. You are here to spread your light. You are here to spread love and joy and happiness and peacefulness and all of these things that make the world a greater space to be among. So I invite you to listen to my interview with Robert today. He shares an incredible journey of his story, but also shares some tools that can be impactful. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's episode with Candace Winter, please take a moment to look in the archive for that episode, because Candace has a wealth of information around the tools that you can use to help you in this moment in time. And I just want to say that I'm so filled with gratitude to share this space with you wherever you are in the world. I know these are challenging times. I know the space feels challenging, but please know that everyone around the world, collectively, as we heal and as we do this inner work, collectively, we are healing the world and bringing this energy that is untouchable, because it's energy of love. Do the work that is going to help you live in the space. And if anyone in my audience listening today has a remarkable story that you think would help, I invite you to reach out to me. I invite you to reach out and share what it is that you would like to share. I also invite you to just take a moment and be present in today. It's all we have is this moment. So please try to just be in the moment now, because the past is behind you and we're not guaranteed a tomorrow. So just be in this space, in this moment right now. And that also will help give you the center piece that you're looking for. Center within yourself and that peace within your heart. It will give you that part of you that you're seeking. If there's any energy that is really negative for you, you can find healthy ways to release that. Like I said, make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Use your Epsom salts, whatever it is that you can do to help release some of that. And please, by all means, if there's anyone that is listening to this that is suicidal, I encourage you to please seek medical attention in your area to help with that. No one on this interview or this journey in Retreat to Peace is clinically treating mental illness, but we do want to provide tools to help in the process of being in a dark space. So please, 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 if you're suicidal, please seek medical attention. So with that, I just want to again thank you so much for being here with me. And I look forward to the coming weeks ahead as we go on this journey together. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how we grow as this world changes, and seeing what is going to come forward as we move in the months ahead, you know, through 2020 into 2021. So I invite you to take a moment and listen to Robert's message. And next week, as we go into our next segment, I will be sharing a little bit more around some of the things that are helpful when we are going through times of uncertainty. And some of these tools will be in my upcoming book that I will talk about at a later date. But I am so, so filled with gratitude that you're here with me today. And as we go, I just want to share with you that Robert Kittlich will be on next with me in my interview with him. So thank you so much for being here. Again, this is Catherine Daniels with Retreat to Peace. And we will now go into my interview with Robert.